Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special night of family and friends with our chief ambassador, our chief international ambassador presiding tonight. And as you know, our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, he is the world's greatest gospel saxophonist. He's a pastor of amazing grace. He's the founder and
Lord, we thank you for everything, God. And Lord, as we think about this great nation, oh God, the world, you people, oh God, you people, oh God, we ask you now, Lord, that you would touch each and everyone in a very special way. Oh God, those of God who that put their faith and trust in you, oh God. Those who have not, oh God, those who are out of office, thank you. We pray, oh God, Lord, for this nation. You make people, oh God, everywhere, oh God, will have the peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our heart and our minds stayed on you. We thank you, Lord, because you left peace on earth. Thank you. And we pray, oh God, Lord, that your peace, oh God, will inhabit, oh God, all the faces of this nation, oh God. Our government, send the peace, oh God, into our government. Oh God, the president shall be faced, oh God. We pray, Lord, for you. Send the peace, oh God, and don't you see. Oh, we thank you right now. Lord, your God of peace, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you right now. Lord, look on those, oh God, who are in offices all tonight. Government officials, oh God, state officials, oh God, that's right now. We ask, oh God, Lord, to receive your peace, oh God. And only you can. Let there be love, oh God, and harmony, oh God, relationships, oh God, in the spirit of peace. Thank you, oh God, because you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think, according to the power of work in the world. Oh, Lord, we have an immeasurable amount of peace, oh God. Thank you, oh God, and we can ask you for peace, oh God. Lord, we come to the throne of grace, oh God. We ask, oh God, Lord, to take your peace, oh God. In every home, in every family, in the prisons, oh God, in the nursing homes, oh God, in the schools, take your peace, oh God. Our young people and old people need your peace, oh God, that only you are able to provide. Thank you. We ask for our title, God. And Lord, we hope we can ask anything, of course, oh God. Word we can have, oh God. And we ask for that peace, oh tonight. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for the church, oh God. For your people everywhere, oh God. Everyone that's young tonight. Oh God, I pray, Lord, to bless them in every situation. Bless them, heaven, oh God. Bless every situation, every circumstance. Every problem, oh God. Every hurt in their life. Take your peace, oh God. And we thank you right now. We send them our peace, oh God. We're saying it. And we receive it. We declare it done. We declare it done. We declare it done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it. We
all around the world right now, and what a way to come on to pray for peace
Amen. Are y'all ready? 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 But over 2,000 years ago, Jesus went and sat down for you and for me. I tell you, I saw it. People were praising God like never before. And they weren't ashamed to praise God. They were giving God glory. Some were running around the stadium on that level. They were saying, giving God praise and glory and glory and glory and glory. That God did not do to you. Praise God! I want to ask our first lady, Lady Betty, would you come and welcome the people here and all across the nation? Amen. Welcome people everywhere.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm not happy to be in one of God's houses. I know it's this house, but we invited them here first. But we want to make you feel welcome tonight. Glad to see everybody. You're welcome to praise God with us. This is what it's all about tonight. We're going to be lifting up the name of Jesus. We're going to be praising him with everything we got. So I hope you feel welcome enough to join in with us.
So we can respond to the welcome. Anybody in the house, you feel welcome, just get up and just come up and give us a response. Somebody give us a response and the welcome. All right? All right? All right? All right? All right? Come on. Come on. Come on. Give us a response and welcome. Come on. 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 Amen. That God was beautiful. That God was blessed by children. So why?
And then we just have something that we can begin to pray for our family. And then we're going to have the doctoral work. Amen. Amen. All right. So please, this is the salvation. How many ways do we all need salvation? All right. Okay. And then, what we have to do right now, and Dr. Belly Wilson is a close to the leaders, both church and young men are leaders. And the same thing that we come down the middle. And I can understand. That you pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for bringing us into the house this evening. God, we come before you asking that you forgive us of all of our sins. God, we ask that you hide us behind your cross this evening. God, as we come to pray for our leaders, God, for our spiritual leaders, God, we ask that you bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we remove them to lead us and guide us on the path that you have. God, right now we come to you getting the attack of the enemy over our leaders, God, our pastors, our elders, God. All those who have been in the name of Jesus in their lives. God, we declare victory in the name of Jesus. God, we ask your angels for every leader right now in the name of Jesus. God, the leaders of all of our individual churches, God, we ask that you have to be by the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will be able to pray in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you have to be by the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you have to be by the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
I'm just laying in the hospital bed. thank you, Jesus. I was scared, like, Lord, I want to leave 2015 because I got family that passed, so I was to leave. And I just was praying the Lord, and he was just there with me the whole time, just talking to me. Family yesterday there, the pastor, the first lady, they were there, they came and they prayed for me. But the Lord was there 24/7. I was just praising him. And when I say I couldn't do nothing, no Facebook, I couldn't even control the remote thing to my foot, my hands, my mind would tell my hands, do this. My hands would not cooperate. I was trying to feed myself and my food would miss my mouth, and I was just in good faith. You have people standing up all the time saying, Lord, I thank you for that giving of my will. You're thinking that's something small, but that's something big. Because now we have to be aware of this. They have no idea. So it's a mystery. But I thank the Lord because I
thank you. Thank you. He's
If we get in there now and go out, we would just have to take the first, the upper load of your load. There's a possibility you will not have to have radiation or chemo. So the first thing I'm thinking, how long am I going to be comfortable? He said, well, you know, you go for the surgery, you can come out fine, you can go for the time, I see you for a night, and then we'll let you go home the next day, everything is well. I said, okay, I'll be there. He said, well, we're going to move out the next shoot. I said, all right, that's fine. I went home to get off, the came back off, he was full of fucking surgery. So I started fighting. I started texting everybody, y'all got to pray. If I'm not cancer, I don't like cancer. I don't like cancer. Child, it was something I never wanted to get. He worked it off the other because of those things I didn't want. So, long story short, I got out and I went through the 3 days in the airport in pneumonia. I went back to church, my church, about 2 weeks later. And the church was still ready to close. And my then pastor said, you know, Jesus Christ is the Lord. I was told to tell you, if you would get up and start praying on him like this, that people work a miracle in your life. I got up, I prayed all around that church, up and down, every mile. Everybody was praising God, and not believing God, that when I went back, that you're going to say no cancer. So I was just praising God, because I believe it was all raised up. Okay, my faith was way up there, it was all raised up. And one of the problems at the church came up to me, just laid a hand on my shoulder, and started singing this song, "Do I Heal by the Wounds in His Blood?" And I just kept hearing that song and hearing that song. So when I went back for my surgery, which was February 14th, Valentine's Day, I told him to look at me. I said, "Take another look, God. Because I believe God will work a miracle in my life. God is not no healing, God is healing." When he looked at me and he came back, he said, "It's still there, wrong some more." I'm like, what? I got upset with the Lord. I was getting ready to go under at night. And I had the nerve to get upset with the Lord. So it went on and did the surgery, and I remember coming out that night and then putting me in an ICU. I remember that night. And it seemed like I was having this dream. And in this dream, I was laying on something like, you know, you get a cast in and put you in this tunnel. I was one that I was laying there, and they were sliding me in. And as they were sliding me in, I could hear this voice say, "You know what? Who do you think you are? Well, you know, I don't put a word in your mouth that can hurt some mother's child. I put a word in your mouth that would help some woman out there struggle. I put a word in your mouth that would keep a kid from going down the path. I put a word in your mouth that can help Yeah.
Let's see you right now. You need to Thank you. Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. There's somebody up here that's family member that didn't feel the other little shot. We have to get out of the little shot that really don't have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Master Stern.
Thank you.